XPlace announces XP token and airdrop for chosen Solana communities in Q4 2026. XPlace, the Solana native crypto card provider, has confirmed its token ticker as XP, with a token generation event targeted for Q4 2026. The announcement includes specific airdrop allocations. 5% of the token supply goes to ecosystem partners and 2.5% to NFT communities and DAOs. For the first time, XPlace has named the exact communities receiving allocations. The XP token. What we know. The token previously referred to in community discussions as XPL or XPlace is officially XP. XPlace confirmed this alongside the Q4 2026 TGE timeline that was first signaled in early February. The airdrop structure breaks down into two buckets. 5% ecosystem allocation goes to partners including Seeker, Solana's mobile device, Superteam, Solana's contributor network, and Cherry.Fun, a Solana launchpad. These are infrastructure-level Solana projects with large active user bases. 2.5% NFT community and DAO allocation goes to five named groups: Klainosaur's MonkeyDAO, Lucid Drakes, Solana Sensei Dead King Society. These are established Solana NFT communities, not random meme projects. MonkeyDAO alone has been active since 2021 and runs one of Solana's most engaged DAOs. The inclusion of Solana Sensei and Dead King Society suggests XPlace is targeting communities with overlap between NFT holders and active DeFi users. The remaining token distribution has not been updated since the earlier 40% community figure. Whether the 5% ecosystem and 2.5% NFT allocations come from within that 40% or sit on top of it remains unconfirmed. Limited time XP boosts on membership upgrades. Alongside the token confirmation, XPlace announced limited time XP bonuses for users who upgrade their membership tier. Tier upgrade, Jiras XP bonus, Shirakyar Suri Shiru, silver, 200 year, 4,000 XP, gold, 1,000 year, 20,000 XP, platinum, 5,000 year, 100,000 XP. These are one-time bonuses awarded at the moment of upgrade, not recurring. They stack on top of the ongoing XP earning rates. Standard earns 1% XP per transaction, silver 3%, gold 6%, platinum 10%. For context, a standard user spending $2,000 a month earns $24,000 XP per year, 1% rate. The platinum upgrade bonus alone, 100,000 XP, equals over 4 years of standard tier spending in a single transaction. The gold bonus, 20,000 XP, equals roughly 10 months of standard tier spending. The limited time framing suggests these bonuses will expire, though no deadline has been announced. What this means for XP farmers. The naming of specific communities changes the airdrop calculus. If you hold NFTs from Klainosaurs, MonkeyDAO, Lucid Drakes, Solana Sensei, or Dead King Society, you may qualify for the 2.5% allocation independent of card usage. The eligibility criteria, snapshot dates, minimum holdings, activity requirements, have not been specified. For crypto card users already farming XP through XPlace's tiered card program, the confirmed Q4 timeline puts a rough 6-month window on the remaining accumulation period. At current rates, monthly spend tier, XP rate, 6-month XP, Perinchin, $2,000, standard, free, 1%, $12,000, $3,000 or silver, $200, 3%, $54,000, $5,000, gold, 1,000 TOR, 6%, $180,000, $10,000, platinum, $5,000, 10% to $600,000, XP also accrues from deposits into XPlace's savings feature up to 16% APY and from the membership upgrade itself. The three earning vectors, spend, save, upgrade, all feed the same XP balance. Spend nodes take the XP confirmation, moves this from maybe there will be a token to there will be a token called XP in Q4. That distinction matters for farming strategy. The community allocations are the more interesting signal. Naming five specific NFT communities and three ecosystem partners suggests XPlace is coordinating distribution agreements, not just putting placeholder percentages in a tokenomics chart. Projects that name exact recipients tend to be further along in their TGE planning than those that announce vague community buckets. We still view XPlace's crypto card spending economics as net negative at standard and silver tiers, the 1% transaction fee consumes most or all of the cash back. The card's value case remains yield, up to 16% APY, and XP farming, not cashback. If you are using XPlace purely for daily spending returns, self-custody alternatives like Ether.Fi Core 3% net or Tria 1.56% deliver better guaranteed economics. But if you are already in the Solana ecosystem, hold NFTs from any of the named communities, or have idle USDC earning yield on XPlace, the XP confirmation adds a concrete timeline to what was previously open-ended speculation.